Saturday night at 7 o'clock, David Crosby and friends will be coming to Tanglewood, the folk rock pioneer and two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. David Crosby will perform with singer-songwriter Mary Chapin Carpenter. It will be an amazing evening of music, and it is a great pleasure to welcome David Crosby back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. What an honor and a great pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, man.
So the last time we talked, the new album was out, and now you're out on the road. Tell me a little bit about the format of the evening, of how you envision this to go.
Well, there are some things about it that are completely unusual. A, for Chris Hillman being there will be a definite temptation for he and I to do some Birds thing. I haven't sung with Mary, but Mary Chapin Carpenter is a fine singer, so that's a possibility, too. I don't know exactly how the set's going to go either, because my band changes it almost every night. I thought I'd be in charge, but it's been like one long mutiny. And they tend to just decide that they really want to do this other song, and then they convince me that I have to do it. So I can't tell you exactly how it's going to go, but the potential is really wonderful, because those are really good people, and it's a great place.
So it's you, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Chris Hillman, and Herb Peterson. And as you say, it changes, but I assume you like that at this point. Is there something fun about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, it keeps it lively and fresh and makes it fun. We have to be having fun in order to do it really well. There's a couple of things about doing it really well. You have to be having fun. You have to love it. And you have to love the people you're doing it with. Otherwise, it doesn't quite work. You have to fake it. that's not as good. So I'm really loving working with this band and working with these people and working with this music. It's been joyful. You know, it's been a joyful noise unto the Lord every night, and that's a great thing. How it's going to go, I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it, though. I love Chris and Herb. They are one of my most favorite country acts. I think the only people I like even better than them are Alison Krauss and Union Station. Mm. And that's really saying something. That's setting the bar pretty high. Chris and Herb are wonderful, and so is Mary Chapin Carpenter. So I think it's probably going to be a really good night.
How does this all fit into the type of music that is on the new album and the new work that you've done fit into the overall David Crosby repertoire?
Well, that's a big question. It's all music. There, we can do that. It's all music.
that's an easy answer. Okay.
Yeah. The shows can range anywhere. Not only is there the record that you're talking about, Sky Trails, which isn't the newest album. Ta-da! I have made another one since then.
You're being very prolific.
I am. I made another one with the Sky Trails band, the acoustic band, that's coming out this fall. So that'll be 4 in 4 years, he said proudly.
Yes.
And we're starting to write another one. I don't know why, because we don't get paid for them. But we do love making them. and people love to listen to them, and they seem to lift people, and that's a good thing. That's a mitzvah, so we're happy to do it. I wish that they paid us for them. I think it's creepy that they get to play my music and don't have to pay me for it. I don't think that's fair.
So just tell people how that happens, because, I mean,
it was a very clever thing. The companies that were going to do the streaming, which are largely owned by the record companies,
got
the deal through without us knowing about it, and got an agreement in there where they pay 0.000 and a small number, which is like a thousandth of a dollar, which is like a hundredth of a penny. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like nothing. It's like you worked for 2 weeks and they paid you a nickel. They got us. They totally got us. We didn't know anything about it. And they got us. And, it's the law, so there you go. We can't do anything about it. We don't have any pull in Congress. They do.
Obviously, the money comes from touring and I guess also from songwriting.
comes from touring. That's the only place we really make any money. Unfortunately, I used to make a lot more doing that when I was in CSN, but it wasn't any fun. Or at least towards the end, it certainly wasn't any fun. I'm glad I did what I did. I'm glad I got out of that band, and I'm glad that I made the choices I've made. I'm not making any money, but I am making really good music, and I'm having a blast making the really good music. So I figure that's the trade-off, you know. I have to work more than I used to because, you know, it's a lot slimmer pie. I used to do 2 tours a year. Now I do 4, which at 76 years old is a little much, but I'm having fun when I'm on stage, man. The road kind of beats you up. But when I'm on stage singing, I'm just having a blast. It's like having your own rocket ship. You get to go anywhere you can go. Anything you can sing, you get to sing it. That's fun.
For the set list, and as I know you said you're obviously that's a work in progress, but do you feel an obligation to do what people expect from you in the sense of that they're expecting new stuff, expecting old stuff, they're expecting some CSN stuff, or don't you care?
I do care. But I don't feel obligated. I care what they want to hear. Yeah, absolutely. They're my audience. I care about them. But I'm not obligated to do anything except what feels good at the moment, because that's how music works. If you want to do really good music, you have to do music you feel really wonderful about, that's really an adventure for you and that lifts your spirits. That's how you do it. So that's what we do. Come to the show, man. The songs speak better for me than I ever could with words. If you listen to the show, I think you'll do the same thing everybody else has done, which is get up on your feet and yell.
Right.
It's been really good.
Do you feel, because when I, as you say, there's all, we mentioned you being very prolific over the last 4 years. I listen to these albums, and this just seems like some of the best work you've ever done. Are you very proud of that?
I'm very proud of it. I'm trying very hard. I work very hard at it. I'm also very lucky. Let's put the truth where it really is. I'm a tremendously lucky human being, man, or I would be alive, let alone making records. But yeah, the quality level is very high. I've been writing with unbelievably talented people, and I'm, you know, I don't know why the other people do it the way they do it, but they like to own all the publishing, I think, and it matters to them, you know, that they be, you know, seen as the sole creator. I don't feel that way. I love whatever makes a song happen, and usually if I'm working with somebody else, they always think of something I didn't think of. So that means I've expanded the possibilities. I've expanded the palette of colors that I'm able to paint with, and that's a good thing. The songs have been stunning. The new record that you haven't heard is amazing. It's a group record, not a solo record. It's a group record of the Sky Trails, of the Lighthouse Band, the other band with Michelle Willis and Becca Stevenson, Michael Leake. And it's amazing. One of the best records I've ever made. And it's because I opened the door to them and said, let's see what kind of chemistry we can make here. And we did.
But good Lord, if there is a musician out there who doesn't have the experience you do, I mean, it seems though, my God, if you don't have a PhD in collaboration, I don't know who does.
Well, I do now, I can tell you that. I've been working a lot with a lot of people.
Right.
This last record, this Sky Trails record, well, I wrote one with McDonald. That was good. He's a great writer. I wrote with Becca Stevens, who I'm going to write with as long as she'll do it. She's an incredible writer. I wrote with my son, James, who's just my favorite writer. He's my favorite guy to write with. He's an incredible writer. I wrote with our bass player, Maya Egan. She's a very good writer, fine composer. I like doing that. I just really do. This one, I've written again with Becca, and also with Michelle, and also with Michael. We wrote the new record. We wrote all together, which is really an astounding thing. I've never been able to do that before. So I don't know. I like cooperation. I like cooperative effort. Cooperative effort sort of winds up at a symphony orchestra, and competitive effort winds up at a war. so I know which direction I want to go.
Do you feel as though this great work that you're doing now, this output, is the culmination of a lifetime of experience, in the sense of a lot of artists will look and say, okay, well, I had my greatest success when I was younger, and maybe that was some of my best work, but you're putting out this incredible stuff that yes, all of life's lessons has brought you to this point.
Yeah, and one of those lessons is don't sit there and look at your past and you know, say, wow, I was so significant. You know, that's just bullshit. What counts is what you do today, right now. You know, and I am busily stirring around trying to do good, significant work today, right now.
Are you and have you ever been impacted by the culture around you, of what is happening in the world as a response?
Sure, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm completely aware of the world around me, or I try to be constantly, and I am affected by it. I try to select what I'm affected by the most. Okay, that sounds funny, but it's true. I do try to be affected most by acts of exemplary humanity from other decent human beings that I really admire. You know, the way you were inspired by Martin Luther King, or the way I'm inspired by Muhammad Ali, who I think is one of my main heroes. The way I'm inspired by the kids who are doing the March for Our Lives,
right.
David Hogg and these kids, I love them. The way I was inspired by the Women's March, man, that Women's March made the hackles on the back of my neck stand up. I couldn't believe it. I was so thrilled. When I see that, I want to be them. I want to be with them. I want to be like them. I want to be like the people who are trying hard to be decent human beings. They inspire me. So I try to let that stuff affect me more than I let the anger at the idiot in D.C. You know, I could spend all my time being angry at that stupid guy.
Right.
He's a stupid guy, and he's a beast. He's racist. He's a misogynist. He's an asshole of a guy. And it would be easy to spend all my time raging against having this dimwit, you know, allowed in the White House. But the truth is that doesn't butter any toast. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't really get anything done for me to be mad at him. What does do good is celebrating, you know, good behavior and intelligent choices and intelligent looking down the road, kind of forward-thinking human being. That can do some good.
Does it affect the songwriting at all? Does it affect...
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. Politically, it definitely does. I wrote a song called Capital on that last record. That's an indictment of Congress. That's one of my best indictments of Congress. Congress, of course, deserves it, being the worst Congress we've ever had.
And you think to yourself, this is where it happened. They run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets. Where no one can see and no one can hear.
It's tough to have a president this bad and a Congress this bad at the same time, but that's what we got. And, you know, the main problem, is, of course, it goes further than that, and is that the corporations can buy Congress, and have. And we no longer have a representative democracy. We have a corporatocracy. They own our Congress. That's why things are the way they are. And that's no good. We got to change it. I don't know how. And I'm trying to figure it out.
You are on the road with Mary Chapin Carpenter and Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. You'll be coming to Tanglewood on Saturday, and then more dates throughout the summer, I assume, for you.
Yes, but not with them.
Yeah.
There are some other combos. I just did one at Wolf Trap with Alison Krauss. Boy, that was a spectacular night. We sold the place out. Well, she sold the place out, and I helped. And that was a spectacular night. I don't know what's going to happen here. This is a pretty big place. I know I can't fill it, but I'm hoping that the combination of the three of us can put a decent crowd under the roof anyway. And I'm sure looking forward to it because it's one of my favorite places to play. It's a beautiful place.
It is indeed. David Crosby and Friends on Saturday night at Tanglewood, June 16th, 7 o'clock. You can find out more by going to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. David Crosby, safe travels. I thank you very much for being with us. It's always a great pleasure and thrill, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Again, David Crosby at Tanglewood on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, tanglewood.org. For more information, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.